right now, there's an unimaginable war unfolding before our eyes. I'm not talking about Iran versus Israel, but rather the super intelligence talent war happening in Silicon Valley. You see, Meta just made something very clear. The only thing that really matters in tech right now is winning the AI race. And by that, I mean achieving one of the nebulous goals of developing AGI or ASI. Because the master of this beast will no longer need humans to seize the means of production, will be able to unlock new technologies, will be able to build super weapons to protect itself, and most importantly, make tons and tons of money. Zuck knows how important this is and just spent $14 billion on a 49% stake of Scale AI, which is a data annotation company that basically just curates and labels data used for training AI. And its 20-something founder, Alexander Wang, will take a top position in Meta, making this look like one of the most expensive acquihires of all time. But even that's not enough, and Meta is allegedly offering not just 7-figure, not just 8-figure, but 9-figure pay packages to poach top AI talent from other big tech firms. In today's video, we'll look at Meta's latest move on the chessboard and all the other ridiculous stuff happening in the AI race. It is June 19th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. If I offered you $100 million to leave your job, would you take it? For 99.99% of people, the answer is probably yes. But apparently, according to Sam Altman on his brother's podcast, that's exactly what Zuck has been offering OpenAI employees to jump ship over to Meta. Unbelievably though, after most of OpenAI's key employees have already left, none of these people took up Zuck on his offer, because they expect to make even more cash when OpenAI can finally rug pull us with an IPO. That's some high stakes poaching right there, but it's nice to see programmers getting paid as much as guys who play with balls. I do have my doubts though, because I've been reading the OpenAI files, and I wouldn't be surprised if this was just a strategic lie. Like if I were a Meta engineer right now, only making a pathetic $1 or $2 million a year, I'd be pretty bitter to hear that he's offering other engineers 100 times more, but as of right now, Zuck hasn't confirmed or denied making these offers. On the other hand, I wouldn't be surprised if it were true, because they just paid $14 billion to acquire Scale AI, and hire Alexander Wang. In 2012, when they acquired Instagram for $1 billion, it seemed insane, but this deal seems off the charts ridiculous. They only own a 49% stake, but it's already started to backfire because some of Scale AI's top clients like Google are no longer going to use the service. It's a talent war of epic proportions, but much of the technology developed will be used in real wars to blow people up. OpenAI just landed a $200 million Department of Defense contract for, quote, proactive cyber defense. Meanwhile, Palantir is apparently creating a mega database on Americans to make sure we're all on our best behavior. And what's really awesome is that when you get drafted to go die in the Middle East, you'll get to use Palantir's AI slop to fight the bad guys. Unless, of course, Sam Altman is correct with his recent blog post about the gentle singularity, which claims that the singularity is already here. It's just not as weird and crazy as we thought it would be. That sounds more like copium for an AI plateau, but there's no doubt that AI can make us more productive programmers with tools like CodeRabbit, the sponsor of today's video. Their free VS Code extension gives you line-by-line code reviews right in your editor, so you can catch and fix 95% of bugs before submitting a pull request. Its newest update can pass recommended code changes and deep context directly to your AI code agent of choice, allowing the agent to make all the fixes for you while you continue building other parts of your application. CodeRabbit is free to use in the IDE and works seamlessly with VS Code, as well as forks like Cursor and Windsurf. Download the extension using the link below to try it out. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.